Anyway, people wanting to come to Queensland, they won't need rats. They won't need anything as of 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I've got to say, today's reporter, Jess Millwood, I'm going to call her a border hero. A border hero, because in the dead of the morning, for the better part of 2 years, she's trekked from Brisbane with her cameraman to the Coolangatta Tweed Heads border to do live crosses for TV and radio. And Jess, today's your last day.
I'd call 2 a.m. the dead of night, not the dead of morning.
Oh, 2 a.m. Oh.
It's a good day. I'm certainly not a hero. Our police officers are, and this morning they're getting chocolates, cakes from locals. And I feel like that is a thanks for your work, but please never come back again, because these border residents have really been through the ringer. They're heroes as well. They've had these border checkpoints dividing their communities. Families have been divided. Businesses have been kept apart. But as you say, Brainy, 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, the border barricades are coming down. You don't need a border pass. You don't need a negative test, and you don't need to be vaccinated to come into Queensland.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Look, I found it incredible yesterday watching that press conference, Jess Millwood, when you had the Premier in shock announcing 6 deaths. And then the next thing, she says she's opening the border. I thought, wow, we've come a long way in 5 weeks in Queensland.
Oh, it's remarkable that it was just over a month that we opened up our borders. And the roadmap had always said that the border checkpoints would be staying in place until we reach 90% double dose. We're not there yet. It's likely we'll get there at the end of next week. But with the virus circulating so widely in the community, the Premier says that now is the time for the barricades to come down to allow our police to get back on the front line, because like so many others, they are being struck down with worker shortages due to COVID. And right now they're standing at a border checking cars, checking people at airports for their vaccination status when we've got tens of thousands of cases every day. So one more day of these checkpoints and then our police officers, they'll be getting back to the front line.
Okay, Jess Millwood, hey, you're out and about every morning, and I've been talking about how Brisbane to me feels like a bit of a ghost town. Like, I think the Omicron wave has knocked people around with their everyday habits. What's the traffic and everything been like in the mornings?
Oh, it's a dream at 3 a.m., but it's always a dream at 3 a.m. But yeah. No, driving home, it's extremely quiet. It's hard to know whether or not that's because we don't have school traffic at the moment.
Yeah.
But certainly at cafes, it's very quiet. And speaking to business owners where we are for our early morning crosses, it's really quiet. I think people are just keeping to themselves for a little while.
Yeah, I think for sure. Hey, enjoy that drive back today.
No, it'll be good, Brini. I'm going to the Portaloo here at the checkpoint for one last time and we're out of here.
Too much information. Bye, Jess.